Six pack of oilers, third Mishnah. Koyis on Mishamish Zambayis, Lidl Mefzel Mefzel. If you have a Koyis which is serving the house, so wall of the house, you treat it half as part of the house and half as out of the house. Keta. Koyis on Shula Avim. If you have a Koyis which is between the inside of the house and the outside Avir, the open area. If there's tumah in the wall, if it's within, here's a chiddush that even though it's only in the wall, and there's a little crack in the wall, even though it's only in the wall, it's not in the house itself, still it brings the tumah into the house. As long as that tumah is within a half of the thickness towards the house. If it's a tefach outside, not a tefach, if it's half of the thickness of the wall and to the outside of the wall, then it doesn't bring tumah into the house. We're talking about the area where the tumah is, doesn't have a pasef tefach, doesn't have a cubic tefach open, because if it does, that's considered like independent oil which is open to the house and causes the tumah to go through. Here there's no oil there, so generally we say the tumah goes directly up and down, but if it's in the half of the wall that's closer to the opening of the house, the part of the house that one is living in, that's considered as if it's in that room. Someone who's on top of this wall is also tar because it's a roof on top of it. If it's in the half of the thickness away from the inside of the room, then the house is tar. The one who's on top of it is tumah. Why? Because if we treat it as if it's in the room, so it's inside the oil, and the oil prevents the tumah from going up, if it's not in the room, that's not an oil. So something that's not an oil is a din of tumah retutsa. The tumah goes up and down. There's nothing to prevent the tumah from going up and down. Mechzel and mechzel, if it was halfway in the thickness, abayis tumah, the abayis is tumah. Oivin milmata milmalon. And what about, are we machmir in both directions? So Reb Meir mitame in both directions. When machmir to say misafik, or because it's in the middle, it's considered part of the house, and therefore the house is tame. And also when machmir to say that it's above the house. Chachamim mitarim. Yeah, chachamim mitarim. Why? Because they say manushach, if you consider part of the house, it's part of the house, and the tumah does not go up. Reb Yudaima kol hakoyisel boyes. He says, no, we don't split it in half. We say that anything in the koyisel is considered inside the house, whether it's in the half closer to the house or the half further away from the house.